It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap, but first of all, Happy New Year. Can you believe 2024? It always takes me till about July to get used to writing that next year. But anyway, I hope you had a wonderful celebration with you and yours. And I'll tell you what, we have a special treat, a special guest in studio, and I think he wants to say a little something to you as well.
Yes, Steve, this is Morgan Freeman.
Oh, Morgan, thanks for being here.
You're very welcome. I just want to say Happy New Year to you. And, you know, in China, how they do the year of the chicken and the year of the rooster and the year of the pig. Yeah. I hate what you just said. That reminds me, I'll keep writing chicken on my checks until about April or May.
So, okay. Yeah. I hate it when that happens. Okay. Well, Morgan, I just saw you on a show over this last weekend. You're still looking good, and your acting chops are on par.
I appreciate that very much, and I do appreciate that. Now, get busy living.
Okay.
Get busy senior living.
Absolutely. No, that's...
I just made myself laugh.
That's our producer today, Mr. Darren Wilhite. And Darren, thanks for that. And your impressions are spot on, man.
Well, I appreciate that, Steve. This is my real voice. I'm sorry.
I get you. Okay, I get you. All right. So we're going to start off the new year with a bang and welcome two new affiliates into the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. So Darren's over here giving the hands up there. First of all, KYST-AM, and that's in the Houston, Galveston, Texas market, and that's with Senior Care Live. It's going to run on Saturday mornings, and that's going to start, right now, January the 6th. So thank you so much. And then we have another new affiliate, KAOI AM and FM. And that's in Kihei, Hawaii. And that's in Hawaii. I think it's so cool. And I'll tell you what, Senior Care Live is going to be aired Wednesdays at noon every Wednesday. And that was effective this past week. So anyway, I can't believe we're now in Hawaii. So that's pretty cool. So to KYST-AM and KAIO AM and FM, welcome to the Senior Care Broadcasting Network and the Senior Care family. I really appreciate it. All right. So you come home for the holidays. You were here for a while and you realize your elderly loved one is going to need care. And I'll tell you, this is a big surprise to you. And you didn't know they needed care until you were there visiting in person for an extended period of time. So now, what do you do? What do you do now? What is the next step? So today, I'm going to discuss the options that are available. And I'm going to just start off kind of at the Senior Care 101 option. And this is, and don't discount this one, this is highly, highly effective and could really, really be so important to you and really effective. You could assemble a group of family and friends to help out. And they can check in, they can drop by from time to time, they can help out around the house, run errands, pick up some groceries, maybe even doing a little cooking, a little housework, maybe work, you know, outside, trimming up the bushes, mowing the lawn. This is the very beginning phase of being a caregiver. And this effort by family and friends could be considered the backbone of our entire senior healthcare system because, and just check out these numbers, this is according to the AARP, unpaid family and friend caregiving is worth a stunning $600 billion. That's with a B, $600 billion. And that was in 2021. Now, if I had to guess, it's probably worth maybe close to $750 billion today. I mean, it just keeps going up and up and up. The need and all of the caregiving that's provided is just continuously increasing here. So the staggering figure is based on about 38 million caregivers providing an average of 18 hours of caregiving support per week for a total of 36 billion hours of care, that's per year, at an average value of $16.59 per hour. Now, I'm not sure where they got the $16.59. I would argue it's worth more than that, but that's what the AARP came up with. So for perspective, that amount is considerably more than the $433 billion spent by families nationwide in 2021 for all of the out-of-pocket U.S. healthcare costs. That's your deductibles and your copays and all that kind of stuff. So there are other costs as well. There's a term called presenteeism. Have you heard of it? We've all heard of absenteeism, but what about presenteeism? So presenteeism is when you are physically at work, but mentally, nope, you're not there. You're mentally, you're somewhere else. And you need to get your report finished up, perform a task of some sort, maybe get prepared for a meeting, but you're just not productive in any way because you're worrying about your mom at home, your spouse at home, your dad at home, your loved one at home. You're worried about them falling or if they took their medications. You're checking your phone to watch them on the video cameras that you had installed in the house. You're just not mentally all there while you're at work being paid for work and you're supposed to be working. Right? So that is presenteeism. And guess what? There's another cost here. It costs U.S. businesses and our economy over $150 billion a year. Yeah, can you believe that? And, you know, several years ago, I talked to quite a few corporations. It just wasn't even on their radar. But I'll bet, and I need to circle back with these corporations, I'll bet today it's starting to become on the radar. They were still locked into the need for childcare and all of these other benefits, all these other corporate-based programs that addressed a situation or a need or an issue. But caring for the elderly wasn't even on some of the radar that I talked to at some of these corporations. I bet it is on some of them now, and I bet it's at least on the radar, if not a major full-throated effort to address it. So again, you can assemble a group of family and friend caregivers to help out and get them on a schedule and be as organized as you can possibly be. And you can do this, and it could allow your elderly loved one to remain independent in their home for years and years to come, if the need is on that lighter end, of course. Some other things that you could do, if you believe that your loved one could benefit from physical therapy or occupational therapy, you could discuss that with their doctor. If the doctor agrees, the doctor will write an order for Medicare-certified home health to come out, you know, once or twice or three times a week to help out with their gait, their balance, their strength, and those sort of things. That can help out big time. You could also bring in medical equipment and supplies to help out. If you want to be a little more serious about the physical layout, you could bring in a home remodeling company, widen doorways to accommodate wheelchairs and walkers, put in a ramp to get in and out of the house safely. You could install a what's called a comfort height toilet so that it's a little bit higher. So it's easier to, once you sit down, it's easier to stand back up. You could get rid of the bathtub or the existing shower and have a zero entry roll-in shower installed. That kept one of my clients at home with her husband for three additional years, just installing a zero entry roll-in shower. So these are some of the things that you could do just right away. But it all starts off with assembling that family and friend caregiving team. And don't go away, because I'm going to have a whole lot more coming up. And this is just going to be super, super helpful this week. So I hope you enjoy that. But don't go away. I'll have more coming up. First of all, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Running errands with your mom and taking her to doctor's appointments makes you a caregiver. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Running errands with your mom and taking her to doctor's appointments makes you a caregiver. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. But wait a minute, Steve. I'm just helping out my mom. I don't feel like a caregiver. And I get that, but yes, yes, you are a caregiver. You're in the beginning stages of being a caregiver. So congratulations. I'm sure your mom, your dad, your parents, everyone that you're doing that for, they appreciate you. They love you. I think we owe them the world, so it's the least that we can do. But you are a caregiver, even if you feel like you're just, hey, it's my dad. I'm just helping him out. Well, that's great, and yes, you are a caregiver. How about that? You learned something new today. So talked about assembling a family and friend caregiving pool or team, if you will, and taking care of it that way. It's worth, according to AARP, $600 billion now. Holy cow. I would definitely say that's the backbone of our senior healthcare system. No doubt about it. But there are some other options. So the second option is to pay caregivers to help out in the home. I refer to this service as just simply as home care. It's hourly care provided in your home. And a home care company can send a caregiver to your home, maybe for a minimum. They all have minimums, like maybe 2-3 hours a day, maybe up to 24 hours per day, if that's necessary. They usually have a minimum of 2 to 4 hours, if not more. Some places today want a minimum of 5 or 6 hours, but there's always some sort of a minimum. This is not a service that will pop by and help you get up in the morning and, for 15 minutes or 30 minutes and then pop by later. This is more of a come to your home and stay and help out for a period of time type of an arrangement. Now, before COVID-19, I would say staffing was a major, major issue. Just not enough people willing to provide caregiving services. But guess what? Now, the issue post-COVID, I would describe it as pretty much catastrophic at this point. It is horrendous. So there's a shrinking number of caregivers with an increasing demand for caregiving services. So this is just simple Econ 101. And that is driving the costs up and up and up, higher and higher. So before COVID, you could expect to pay, oh, you know, in the low 20s, maybe $22 to the upper 20s, $28, $29 an hour. Now, after COVID, with fewer people available for these jobs, I don't know where did everybody go? I don't know. I honestly don't know. But now, for a quality home care provider, you can expect to pay lower 30s up to maybe $40 an hour. So fewer staff available means if you want the best staff in your company, you just flat out have to pay more. And that's it. It's just no more difficult than that. And if staffing costs go up, then, of course, the billable rate will follow that, and that will go up as well. So how can a home care provider help? Well, so they can send a caregiver to your home to help out your loved one. They can do some light house cleaning, housekeeping, laundry, maybe cook some meals, run some errands, such as, you know, running to get some groceries, stopping by the pharmacy. They can take your loved one to a doctor's appointment, maybe even take them to church or a social event. It could be as simple as just being there for companionship. Now, they can't distribute your medication, but they can provide some medication reminders. They can make sure that your loved one is eating properly and living in a clean, suitable environment. And throwing some laundry in. I mean, all of that's just super, super important. But with so many home care providers available, how do you choose the best one for your unique situation? And that's where I want to spend a few minutes today reviewing my home care provider screening tool. And as I get ready to go into that, I'm going to open it up and I'm going to just read through some of the questions so you get a feel for what this thing is. You can request your copy of the home care provider screening tool, 100% free of charge, no strings attached. Shoot me an email and I will attach it and say, thank you, hope it helps. That's it. Okay, so I think this thing is just big time. What you want to do, there are so many home care providers out there. I would suggest choosing three. Three seems to be kind of a magic number. And then ask them all the same questions. So what you're doing is you're just gathering data to help you make an informed decision. So here are some of the questions. Let me just jump in. So how long have you been in business? So if it's a provider that's been in business for a number of years, they pretty much have it figured out by then. Hopefully their staffing is stable. And that's, if it's a brand new business, it does not mean that you will get poor care. And in fact, I could probably make the argument if it's a brand new business, they're going to go above and beyond to make sure that you're super happy with the care that's provided and super happy with their services so that you'll recommend them to other people. Okay. So, but all these are just data points. Are you privately owned? Are you a national company or are you a franchise? How many offices do you own and operated, and where are they located? What services do you offer? How can you help me and my family? Do you offer CNAs as caregivers? Or are they caregivers that are not CNAs that have just been trained in caregiving? What states are you licensed to do business in? And do you have clinical licensure in these states if that is required? Are your services covered by long-term care insurance contracts or covered by private insurance or covered by Medicaid? Is the owner actively involved in the daily operation of the business? Do you have an LPN or an RN on staff? And if so, what is their role? Do you offer geriatric care management services? And if so, is that included in the hourly rate? Or is that a separate service? Okay, so I'm going to come back and give you more information on that. There, I just want to read through some of these things just to give you kind of a feel and a flavor for this thing. If you want your own copy of Home Care Provider Screening Tool to help you interview and screen some home care providers so you can choose the one that you're most comfortable with, call 913-945-2800 or just go online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Shoot me an email and I will respond in the email with this attachment. Don't go away. I have so much more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're talking today about you came home, you had a oh my goodness moment, and you realized that your elderly loved one needed some help. We're talking about some of those options. The first one we went through is assembling a group or a team of family and friend caregivers, kind of what that looks like. The second thing we're talking about today is just bringing in a home care provider. So that's a company that provides the staffing 2, 3, 4 hours a day, up to 24 hours per day. But how do you find the right home care provider? So I'm offering my home care provider screening tool to help you screen the top 2 or 3. I think 3 is a really good number. But to screen some home care providers, ask them all the same questions. And then this will help you get a feel for which one you are most comfortable with. I'm going through some of the questions, and another one is, you know, if you do have a geriatric care manager, what is that care manager's qualifications? What kind of experience do they have? Are they new to this, or have they been a geriatric care manager maybe in another role or another company? And what about the turnover rate for your direct hands-on caregiving staff? This one is really important. I'll highlight on a few of these that I think are even more important than the others. If a caregiver is unavailable the day that they're supposed to be here at my home, do you provide backup replacement caregivers? I just think that's huge. I had someone call me and ask me, And I was helping them with the placement. I was helping them find long-term care for their loved one. But they had a home care provider at home. And they said, Steve, it was really important for us to have help that day. And they didn't show up. I'm like, well, what's going on? So they called the company and they said, so-and-so didn't show up today. And they said, oh, really? Oh, that's too bad. Well, I hope they come tomorrow. And I started laughing and he started laughing. I'm like, that's the wrong answer. Oh, first of all, they didn't even know it. So that person, no called, no show. That's real neat, isn't it? So irresponsible, so selfish, so unbelievable. So the company's response was, really? Huh, that's too bad. Well, sure hope she shows up tomorrow. And so question number 13, should a caregiver become unavailable or not be able to fill their shift at our home, do you provide a backup replacement caregiver? And the right answer is we'll have someone out right away. We're sorry, we were not aware of that. And if they don't have a backup caregiver, one of the managers, maybe even the owner, should get in their car, drive to your house and fill the shift. That's part of being a home care provider. Are your caregivers bonded and insured? That's a big one. Do you provide dementia training for your caregivers? This one's really important. Are the caregivers W-2 employees of the company? So are they directly employed by your company? Or are they 1099 independent contractors? That's a really, really important question. By the way, in my opinion, I think it's a safer bet and a better bet to go with a company that has a W-2 employee over the independent contractor. I think I would personally be more comfortable with that. And then who handles the payroll related to your unemployment taxes of the caregiver? It just goes on and on and on. Here's a really important one. They're all important, but some of these kind of jump out at me. Do you do background checks on your caregivers? And if so, what type of background checks are we talking about? And what other screening do you perform prior to hiring them? You might be surprised that some of these places just do a Google search, which, I mean, I don't know, you might come up with some things, but it would be like the super, super obvious ones. Some companies that I know, they'll do a state background search, and they don't have to do this, but they spend the extra money to do a federal, national level background search, and they do a background check, and they really check out their caregivers. This one is a hot button for me. Do you drug test new hires? It's kind of stunning to me how many senior care providers do not drug test their new hires. To me, that would just be such an automatic thing. But a lot of places do not drug test their new hires. Do you perform random drug testing, for cause drug testing? What training do you provide? What happens if there's a theft or an injury or some other negative incident at my home? Are there any current or pending legal actions against your company? How many clients or patients are you currently providing services for? What is your hourly rate? Do you have a minimum number of hours per shift? If so, what's your minimum? Is there a daytime or evening or night or holiday differential? Meaning if you work on a holiday or overnight or certain hours, do they get paid maybe time and a half? Which again, that's going to show up in your billing, what you're paying for. And then how do you send me the bill and what is your billing cycle? Are there any upfront fees or costs? Will you send the same caregiver each time for consistency? What if we don't like the caregiver that you provided? Can we request a different caregiver? Are your caregivers trained in CPR and emergency response just in case? Can you provide references? How soon can you begin the services? And how much notice do you require for us to discontinue services? And then you could also ask them about COVID-19 safety precautions and procedures and monitoring and the use of PPE and all of the COVID stuff. Okay, so again, if you want a copy of that, 913-945-2800, you can go online at seniorcareconsulting.com or seniorcarelive.com, either one. Just grab my email address, send me an email saying, Steve, give me that home care provider screening tool free of charge. And I'll say, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'll hit reply. I'll send it back. No strings attached. And I hope it helps you. But Steve, there's no way that I'm going to pay $35 to $40 an hour when I could just hire my own caregivers at maybe half that amount. I mean, you just said that AARP values caregiving at $16.59 an hour. Okay, well, I get it. So let's talk about that. So where are you going to find these inexpensive $16.59 an hour caregivers? I mean, what are you going to do? Where are you going to find them? Are you going to place an ad on Facebook Marketplace? Are you going to check out Craigslist? Oh, man, that sounds scary to me. Some people do this, by the way. There is no way. I'm just telling you. Are you going to put an ad in the newspaper or maybe post a job at Indeed.com? How are you going to find these people? Once you hire them, how do you know you can trust them? What happens if something comes up missing? What recourse do you really have? And can you prove it? Or is just something just missing? And much, much worse, what happens if they physically or emotionally abuse your elderly loved one? Very quick story. I know a person who owns a home care company. They interviewed this son. The son didn't like the idea of paying, you know, a higher price, said, hey, I can hire my own. Thought he could save money by doing it. And then she called me about, I don't know, a year later after all that and said, watch the news. So I watched the news and there's a video camera with this guy basically abusing his mom, wearing her, it was a really weird deal, but wearing her clothing and telling her that he's taking all of her clothes, and she was so upset, but she couldn't talk, but she was super upset, so abusive. Anywhere, he caught him on video, reported to the police. Of course, this horrible human being is now in prison, but he went the cheap route. Fortunately, he set up cameras and caught them. But, I mean, that's a huge question. How do you know you can trust these people? And where are you going to find them? After the break, I'm going to continue that, and then I'm going to offer you a solution.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we're talking now about the less expensive way to have a paid caregiver in your home. And then I'm telling all these, I'm challenging you on that. Where are you going to find them? Once you do find someone, how can you trust them? There's an issue. Do you have recourse? Here's another question. What happens if the caregiver gets injured on your property? So they're going down the stairs. They fall. They break an arm. They smack their head on something and they have a concussion. They have to go to the hospital. Can they file an injury claim against you? Will your homeowner's policy pay for that, given that this is a paid employee? I didn't think about that, Steve. I know. That's why I'm pointing this stuff out. What if they just don't show up? They literally, like, no call, no show, happens all the time. And what if you really, really needed them that day to go to your own doctor's appointment? Or an appointment at the bank, or whatever it might be. Or just to get away and recharge. Maybe spend an hour with the guys at the donuts and coffee, or the ladies reading club, or whatever it is. Just to get away and recharge. What if they don't show up and you really needed them that day? And then, here's one. Guaranteed, you're going to say, oh, I didn't think of that one, Steve. Here it is. What happens if they quit? Walk out the door, and then they file for unemployment. Are you really prepared for that? Let me tell you a true story. So there's this lady. She was hired by a couple to help both of them out. They didn't want to pay the higher cost of a home care provider, and I get it. This is kind of a you get what you pay for situation, though, frankly. I think most situations that's true, but this one really is very, very true, very applicable. So this lady, she's helping the couple for about a year. Everything went fine, and then they had a falling out of some sort. She quit. She goes down to the unemployment office. She files for unemployment. Well, we see that you've worked here and here, but for the last 12 months, it doesn't show any employment. Have you been working? Oh, yeah, I worked for Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so for a whole year. Yeah. Well, how much did they pay you? $20 an hour to work for both. Okay, $20. Okay. Do you have an employment contract or employment agreement with them? No. And they've paid you that much money for this entire time? Yes. What are their names? Do you have their address, please? Would you happen to have a phone number? And then knock, knock, knock. You answer the door. It's the state, and they're going to charge you with unemployment taxes and any other taxes that you have not paid as an employer. Now, all of a sudden, that $20 an hour wasn't so great. So, obviously, you can tell I'm not a fan of hiring your own caregivers. There's just too much risk and liability in doing that. And is the increased cost of hiring a home care provider worth it? I mean, that's the big question here. Well, you tell me. A home care provider has to worry about hiring quality staff. They do the background check so that you don't have to worry about that. They take care of it. And by the way, if they don't do background checks, that's one of the questions on the home care provider screening tool. If they don't do background checks, run, don't walk, and find another provider that does do background checks. If there's something missing and presumed stolen, the provider has to reimburse you for that. If the caregiver breaks something, they will reimburse you for that. There is recourse. If the caregiver gets injured on the job, the provider is responsible for that medical cost. I almost said that Medicare cost, but it's a medical cost. It's through workers' comp. They have insurance for this stuff. If the caregiver doesn't show up, or if they can't fill the shift that day, the provider will send another replacement caregiver in their place to cover that shift. And again, if your provider doesn't do this, run, do not walk, find a different provider. If the caregiver quits, you don't have to worry about unemployment. Okay, that's covered by the provider. So, again, is the increased cost to hire a home care provider worth it? I would say absolutely yes, 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 and yes. Is there any misunderstanding here? No. Yes, you should definitely work with a home care provider. And then, in my opinion, this is a must-have, must, in my opinion. Put cameras up in the house or the apartment. Put cameras everywhere. They need to know that you're checking in on them. They need to know someone is watching. Now, several years ago, I helped two daughters find assisted living for their mom. We had to wait for a while, and they had home care providers in the house. So they were willing to wait for a few months until this particular assisted living opened up. But they asked me a question. They said, "Steve, we have a question. We have some cameras in my mom's house, and the home care provider comes over, and then she kicks back in the recliner and takes a nap and goes to sleep at my mom's house. We see my mom, that the caregiver is supposed to be watching over and caring for, tiptoeing around this sleeping caregiver that we're paying, you know, how much per hour for, because she doesn't want to wake her up and disturb her. Is that normal?" I'm like, no. Fire them immediately. Here's who you call. And that is absolutely not normal. So I don't think they realized that there were cameras watching the caregiver literally sleep on the job. So again, let them know they're being monitored. Put cameras everywhere. If you want a copy of my home care provider screening tool to help you find the home care provider that you are most comfortable with, Give me a call at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800. You could also go online at seniorcareconsulting.com or seniorcarelive.com. Just use my email, send it to me, say, hey, I want a free copy of that home care provider screening tool, and I will send it to you. No strings attached, free of charge. That's my gift to you. And again, Happy New Year to you and yours. All right. I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.